Hello, I'm Gail Swift, and today I'm reading from the Growing Intentional Families Together blog, dated December 10th, 2025, and titled, Open Adoption Isn't Easy, and It Was So Worth It. Let me repeat that. Open Adoption Isn't Easy, and It Was So Worth It. This is the key point of our recent vlog interview with Linda Sexton, author, pioneer in open adoption, and an adoptive parent. Through the lens of being a part of an open adoption for 30 years, Linda saw and wrestled with the complexities inherent in an open adoption. She personally experienced slogging through the hard stuff. She observed how every person involved was coping with complex and diverse emotional burdens and the uncomfortable reality that adoption originates in profound traumatic loss and grief, which of course impacts them all individually and collectively. Without minimizing or denying that painful reality, we can also say that it is not solely about grief and loss. There can also be connection, joy, and gains. Happiness can coexist with anger and sadness, and inevitably, nature and nurture will bump up against each other. Sometimes this will bring unexpected delight. Other times it will bring chaos and conflict. This will not come as a surprise when we acknowledge that everyone joined by this adoption comes with their individual and unique set of challenges, burdens, strengths, skills, perspectives, preferences, aptitudes, history, experiences, and DNA. Making sense of the pieces. Let's consider the pieces inside a kaleidoscope for a bit of insight. Each time one piece is moved, all the others do as well. They are interconnected and they affect each other. Whether we judge it beautiful or chaotic is a matter of interpretation. But of course, in adoption, we're not talking about inanimate objects, so the metaphor weakens. We are talking about human beings, not pieces. People with thoughts, feelings, memories, desires, personalities, and a deep need for belonging. And of course, relationships in every adoption are complicated. Relationships in open adoption are even more complicated by several magnitudes. When we accept this fact, we let go of the naive expectation that adoption will be easy. It certainly will never be easy for the adoptee, nor will it be easy for the birth parent or adoptive parent. For adoptees, it is a lifelong process of learning how to braid their dual heritages into a healthy, cohesive identity, finding belonging and building connection. They will always be adopted. It is not something that will end at some future date. Because after all, adoption permanently realigns their life. And once they become adults, adoptees will decide with whom they want to continue to be in relationship. Learning from Linda's insights and advice will help ensure that adoptive and birth parents will be welcomed by their adult child. Birth parents and adoptive parents also wrestle with the task before them, how to weave a family from these diverse threads and create a tapestry in which all are seen, valued, respected, and committed to the welfare of the child that links them together. So it is a given that adoption is complicated, especially in open adoption. Adoptive parents roll up their proverbial shirt sleeves and educate themselves about the unique responsibilities of adoptive parenting. They unlearn misinformation, let go of cultural myths, remove the rose-colored glasses and learn how to be the parents their children need them to be. Attuned, informed parents acknowledge that their lives didn't start on the day they joined their adoptive family. These parents recognize that adopted children come with a history, with an ancestral lineage, and with the blueprint of their DNA. Attuned parents work with these realities, not against them. What helped Linda build a successful open adoption? Let's get back to our conversation with her. She identified this as her most salient point. Quote, it was having the mindset that her children's birth family was family, close quote. She posited that when they truly embraced this belief, the decisions, attitudes, and actions became simpler. Not easy, but clearer. These people were not strangers, intruders, or inconveniences to be feared. They were her children's family, and by extension, they were her family too. Several times during the interview, Linda said that in spite of all of the work involved in navigating an open adoption, it was worth it. Why? Because it was better for her children. She mentioned how open adoption helps ease some aspects of adoption. For instance, adoptees in open adoptions experience genetic mirroring. They see themselves reflected in their birth parents' behavior, talents, inclinations, as well as their bodies. And birth parents are available to answer questions and to develop ongoing relationships. The adoptee's experience is not a secret that needed to be hidden. In many cases, they are able to develop relationships with their biological siblings in real time rather than after decades of separation and secrecy. And that's a good thing. All of these factors support the children's identity development process. And drumroll, it's still challenging, still hard work, and still worth it for everybody. The trispective approach. When we utilize this mindset, we build a deep empathy for our triad members. We can use this approach as a ladder to help us peek above our siloed experiences and perspectives. This expands our view as well as our understanding of our fellow travelers in adoption. We see beyond the assigned roles of adoptee, birth parent, adoptive parent, sibling, foster parent, etc. To recognize and appreciate their humanity, it becomes much more difficult to treat them as other or as an inconvenience or an intrusion then. They are fellow travelers on our adoption journey. They become family. We treat them with the respect, patience, loyalty, and affection of family. And that, too, is a very good thing. Linda's memoir, The Branches We Cherish, an Open Adoption Memoir, is available whenever, wherever books are sold. Click the links to access them. We invite you, for extra information, to call us at 1-800-653-9445 and also to listen to our podcasts, which are called Adoption Matters, Real People, Real Life, Real Talk, and our second one, Essentials of Adoption Attuned Parenting. We also invite you to watch our YouTube channel and to read books written by our coaches, ABC Adoption and Me, We Are Adopted, So What? And Reimagining Adoption, What Adoptees Seek from Families and Faith. And click this link to learn more about Adoption Attuned Certified Coaching. Thank you for listening.